The war in Europe had been raging for nearly 40 years, and at home in England things were just as black as they could be. Families in the big cities and ports like London and Liverpool were being torn apart as children were evacuated to the countryside for safety. Food was scarce and strictly rationed. The same applied to clothing. There was little hope on the faces of the people going about their daily tasks, going through the motions, cursing Hitler with every breath. In the living room of one home in war-striven Liverpool, there was a young woman who had lost all hope, but it wasn't due to the privations of the war. She wasn't interested in it, and couldn't even be bothered to read the newspapers anymore. She even switched off the wireless as soon as the sound of Big Ben told her the news was about to start, and switched it on again for ITMA. She needed to laugh. Oh, how she needed to laugh. But the exploits of Colonel, "I don't mind if I do," Chimstrap, and Mrs. "Can I do you now, sir?" Mop, couldn't even raise a smile these days. The laughter seemed hollow, unreal. Tommy was dead, and she couldn't lay the blame for that at Adolf's door. Not this death. Her husband had told her not to make a fuss. The boy was always whining, he'd said. He'd only got a sore throat, and couldn't she shut him up for 5 minutes? The noise was going right through him. But he wouldn't stop crying. Couldn't he drive him to the hospital, just to make sure? She had asked him. Begged him. The hospital had enough to contend with, her husband had replied, unconcerned. It's only a sore throat. Give him an aspirin. But he wouldn't stop crying. He cried solidly for 2 more days, and then he stopped, for good. He was always skulking in the shed. He spent more time in the garden shed than in the house. He cared about his precious garden more than anything else, always worrying about the weeds that choked the life out of it. So he kept a plentiful supply of weed killer on the shelves in his shed, enough to kill an army. But she only needed to kill one person, and he wasn't even a soldier. He was in a reserved occupation, helping to build the radar equipment that was to help win the war. She didn't care about winning the war. Not anymore. He would have been safer in the army. She measured the arsenic carefully, mixing it with his cocoa.